Open eyes that I may see glimpses of truth that ask for me. Open mine eyes, illumine me. Spirit divine.
Welcome to New Realities. This is Alan Steinfeld, and each week I try to bring to this program people who I feel are really at the cutting edge of consciousness, who are part of a spiritual revolution that's happening in this country and around the world. And tonight's guest is someone very much dedicated to the evolution of consciousness and spirituality. Her name is Sandra Shea, and let me just tell you a little bit about Sandra. She is an energy healer, a spiritual teacher, a practitioner of the Rising Star Healing System, an initiated teacher of More Truth Will Set You Free, an initiate of the Great White Brotherhood, or Golden Road Brotherhood, Reiki Master. Anyway, we can go on and on about Sandra. And I want to be talking to her about, first of all, her teacher, Derek O'Neill, who is coming to New York on March 7th. And you can, she'll give you a website for that and a way to reach people finding out about how to get to that talk, which I really recommend. Derek O'Neill is probably one of the most gifted healers, intuitives, and understanding of human psychology in terms of spirituality that I've met. So, Sandra?
Hi, Alan.
Hi. Let's talk
about that.
I know. Okay, I can go on and on, but
that's fine.
No. Let's talk a little bit about your teacher, Derek, because I know he's coming, and I know it's a big thing, and I know he's changed your life and the life of many people he's worked with. What would you say about Derek to get people interested in attending his workshop in 2 weeks?
I would say if you are looking to change your life for the better, if you'd like to be happier, if you'd like to bring forward your potential, if you've been looking for a real spiritual, if you've been looking for a very effective, wonderful spiritual teacher and healer, you just can't, you'd be silly to miss Derek. I mean, he's just right up there with the best of them.
But I want to know what he has. I mean, you could say this, and people have said this about a lot of teachers, but there must be something that you found that Derek has, like a direct effect on your life, how he shifted something. Maybe you can tell a personal experience where he did something and suddenly you realized reality was not what you thought it was.
Well, the very first minute I met him, my life was changed.
Does he have? How did it happen?
Some people are convinced he's a master, you know, that's a personal, that's between him and personal, but he's just pure love. That's the only energy that he carries, and he's pure integrity, 100% integrity, and he's chosen to incarnate, actually consciously to come and help humanity move forward and heal and ascend. One of his missions is to help as many people become fully enlightened and ascend in this lifetime as he can. And you can just feel it when you're in his presence. His energy field is so strong and so loving that very few people have ever been in the presence of that much love from a single being, and it just brings up so much healing for you. It's just, I mean, love is, you know, the strongest energy that there is, and I personally have never been in the presence of anybody with as much love as Derek holds in his being and gives to everybody around him. And when you look in his eyes, you've looked in his eyes, Alan, it's like you're just looking through realms upon realms of just incredible energy and just pure love and such generosity and just such an enormous heart. And he's extraordinary. It's just any sort of the best qualities that you could think that human beings can have are embodied in this being. And all he does is travel around helping people. And I just feel I'm overwhelmed by the grace and the blessings of even having been able to meet him in this life. And you know, I've been working with him in many lifetimes, and it's, I have been with him, working with him for 5.5 years, and I am to this very moment overwhelmed by the grace that the universe has given me to know this being. And so when he comes to New York, it's like right around the corner for people who live around here, and like, you can't miss it. You just have to give yourself the chance to experience this for yourself and make your own decision. Don't believe what I say. Who am I? Nobody.
Right. Everyone will have their own experience. But
right.
what I'm getting from you is that when you met Derek, you felt a presence of love that changed your life.
Absolutely. You know, I had just gotten back. I had only been back about 10 days from Sai Baba's ashram in India, who is Derek's teacher. And as it turned out, Sai Baba had orchestrated me coming to India in preparation for meeting Derek 10 days later, and I was doing a booth at the New Life Expo, and Derek and his wife walked into the area where our table was, and I just looked up and I did a double take, and I couldn't take my eyes off this being, and I knew he was coming over to our table. I don't know how I knew this, but he and his wife just walked separate ways around the room, and at the same exact moment, they stopped right at our table. It was the only table that they came over to at the expo, and apparently we were destined to meet at that time so that Derek could continue his mission in the United States. And so he, you know, sort of the universe brought us together to enable that to happen. And my life absolutely changed from that moment on. I just started on a healing journey that has completely changed my life. And he saved, and again, if you're, it's up to anybody who's listening to this whether they believe it or not, but my truth, he saved me from depression and possibly even saved my life. He saved my animal's life. He was dying, and Derek saved him. And he's really helped members of my family who aren't with physical situations that would not have been okay, but they're fine because of Derek's healing and love. And just to experience the amount of love that he gives to everyone around him is life-changing in itself, just right there. He's like a magnet. I mean, you know, people are attracted to Derek like a magnet. It's just, you just can't help it. It's an extraordinary experience to be around him. And what he says is that we can all do it. Like, he's here setting an example. He's walking a path that we can all walk, and one of his goals is to help us walk it, you know. He wants us all to become enlightened and
absolutely. I know it's possible, and I've seen some great healings, but I don't know, just on a personal note, I know his wife, who was an amazing person, did die recently, and I'm just, maybe it wasn't up to him to heal that. I don't know. What do you feel goes on with that when these, you know, great,
right.
I mean, maybe there's no way to explain it. I don't know, but
I think what happened was Derek's wife, Linda, is a great soul.
I have to say, she was a humble, sweet human being. Very,
incredible.
Very kind. Yeah, I've met
and
her.
And she
I
had
really
that, that,
her.
Yes, and she had that that very quiet, very, very humble, like Lady Nada energy, that sort of in very, very quiet, very, very humble service, but so powerful and so loving. And she was Derek's great support while he went out and did all the talking. So, but she, they were very aware that when it came close to the time that she was actually going to go, it was actually to help the mission move forward. She was in so much service that her transcending into leaving the human body, she's up in the, you know, the God realms, and, you know, on the karmic wheel, she's up there in the God realm at the top right now, and she's helping from there. And she knew that this mission of really helping humanity move forward and helping this planet heal and humanity ascending, she's of greater service in that mission without the human form. And she's just in so much service that it wasn't even a question to her. Like, when the choice for her soul came up, she was like, oh, yes, that's, I would be in more service there right now, so that's where I'm going, and that's where she.
So she didn't mind? I mean, she didn't want to live, let's say? I think if that's true, and it probably it might be, it's like that's an incredible being who's willing to sacrifice that for the good of humanity. That's phenomenal.
It's mind-boggling,
Is it true? I mean, was she really saying, yes, maybe it is. I don't know, but I just find it so amazing.
As much as I know, and I know them, you know,
pretty well.
Both Derek and Linda would do whatever is needed of them to be in the greatest service possible. They'll always do what's in the highest good. They won't just do whatever's demanded of them by any person who comes along, but they will do whatever's in the highest good, and they will do what God needs them to do. So
but
it's like whatever...
Whatever
the higher source, Derek's guides, God, whatever you want to call that energy, needs Derek to do, he'll do it, and so would Linda. And she was very much in service just being married to Derek, like, you know.
I know she was.
That was a tough job.
It was, and she was selfless, and I always thought maybe
because he was in forward. Well, because he was in so much demand by everybody that's why it was tough, you know, to be in her position with him, because there were so many demands being placed on his time, and still there still is constantly. You know, he's doing even more since she passed. Like, he's even stronger since she passed, because they were twin flames, and so what happens when a twin flame passes is the energy of the one who passes actually enters the one who remains in physical form. So the when they were both in physical form together, they formed one, but now that one is in the one physical body of Derek, while at the same time Linda is in the God realm. Mm. So he's even stronger now, Alan. Wait till you meet him. Like, when he, met him. But, I mean, wait till you see him again when he comes back.
No,
like,
I'm excited because that's actually...
stronger.
Yeah. No, that's the story of Isis and Osiris. When Isis laid on the bones of Osiris, he came into her body and she became two beings, essentially, in one body, where that twin flame merged within the body of Isis. At least that's the legend. So you're saying... that's what happened. Like, that soul of Linda merged into Derek's. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's my understanding, and that's one of the ways that Derek has explained it. And so, you know, when you see him again, I know you know him pretty well, when he, wait till you see him again, he's even stronger. He's different. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's moved forward on his path since she's left physical form, and she's still with us, and she's... an incredible, incredible soul, and she's helped many, many people when she was in physical form and since she's passed. I actually feel her more strongly since she's left the physical, and I mentioned that to Derek, and he said, oh, yes, of course, that's the way, that's how it works. That's, you would expect that.
But
so,
there's a human, I mean, I'm just curious about, well, the human side, I mean, I'm sure there's the loss and the mourning, on just the personal level, wasn't there? I mean, it can't be just all like, this is great, you know? It was awful.
No, it wasn't great.
I didn't know her hardly, but I was really sad to hear it about it myself.
It was tough, you know. It was tough, of course, on Derek's students, but of course his family, was very hard.
And himself.
Hard.
I mean, how did
himself.
He deal with
is,
it? As
right.
A human. He's still human on some level.
Right. Absolutely. He's in human form, and he feels emotions. So he did go through a sad period. You go through the process, and he went through it, and he felt it on an emotional level. For a certain amount of time, he missed her. He still, you know, misses her. He loves her very much. He can still hear her and see her because he has no veils. But what he kept saying when she was getting ready to pass and when she passed and at the memorial was, you have to lean on the teachings. Like, Derek is a real teacher. He doesn't just give teachings when he's giving a workshop and then go home. Like, he is a 110% of the time a teacher. And so he just kept saying, you must, these are the times when you lean on the teachings. These are the times when this is how you know whether you really get the teachings on a deeper level or just in your head.
So,
you know.
But what are the teachings? Let's go through some of the teachings so people get a sense of, also of that, because it's not just him, it's what he is, his legacy or his work. And what are those teachings?
Well, I mean, in relation to Linda passing, it was that there is no death. It is a complete illusion, that the human body is just a shell, and you shed that shell when the time is right, and you might come back into another body if that's your path or not. But the big teaching at that point was to really understand what an illusion death is, and that it doesn't have to be sad. You can celebrate that soul's freedom. You can celebrate that soul moving on in their journey and moving forward, and not getting caught up in the drama, you know, and really seeing the higher truth, which is that she didn't go anywhere, you know. And in fact, she, like you said, with that story, she's actually become him. So she is, you know, her energy is within him. And so now together, they're one within his physical form. You know, but the teachings of not getting involved in the drama, you know, be in the world and not of it, or however that goes, maybe the other way around, but, you know, like not getting caught up in the silly human dramas and really keeping your eye on God, keeping your eye on your teacher, and not all the craziness that can go around the teacher or around followers of different movements or teachers or whatever, you know.
No, I know what you're saying. But, you know, if death is an illusion, and it most likely is because the soul is immortal, we are also on this path of ascension, right? We're here to evolve the spirit in human form and bring greater peace to the planet. Would you say that's the purpose of ascension and our spiritual evolution?
Well, I think that's one of the effects of ascension.
Mm-hmm.
I think the purpose of ascension is to reemerge with God.
Well, how do you define ascension? Define what that means to you, and I'll define it for me.
To me, to ascend is to become fully enlightened and to go beyond the restrictions of the human psyche, the human mentality that, you know, we as humans are so veiled and see such a small part of the picture, and it's to move beyond that for us to be in an energy of love, which is to me what God is. And so letting go of the fear and all of the negative actions and emotions that all grow out of fear, and to be 100% in love. And so in that way, letting go of all the negativity, your vibration can raise, you can hold much more light, you can help more people who aren't as far along on that road as you are yet, and that we can be in full service to God, that we can re-merge and become one, and realize that another of the teachings that Derek was talking about when Linda passed is that the separation is an illusion, that we're not separate, you know. We're all just different little aspects of God. And to come together and have that illusion of separation be gone and just be in you know, nirvana, basically.
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately, to me, for the purpose of serving God. Like, to me, you know, being in service to divinity is all there really is. Well, that's really the real deal to me, you know. So,
but how does, no, for me, well, for me, my definition of ascension from what I've learned from my teacher, Rampha, who I studied with for 20 years, he's an ascended being, so he says, who took his body with him. He said he did not die, but he was able to harness the totality of who he was and bring that physical essence into the next dimension. And he did it by owning the human experience, which means he was able to have every emotion humans can have. Love, hate, anger, sadness, joy. When you have that, when you have every experience, which means you don't have every kind of physical experience, but you have every kind of emotional experience, it means you're complete with the human field of being, and you awaken to the God that you are, and the next level of that awakening is igniting every cell in your body to be like Hermes Trismegistus, the master of the body, the mind, and the spirit. And you take that essence to the unseen realms. That's what I've learned ascension is. So, I mean, yes, what you describe is absolutely part of it. And I think, you know, ultimately, like you say, there is no death, but there's also a level, and this is really the high masters, and we're all working on becoming that. There's a transcendence, a transfiguration, like people like Jesus did when they resurrected.
Mm-hmm.
He transcended the body. So I think that's our destiny,
absolutely,
ultimately. And so
absolutely,
we're here to get there. I mean, we're here to own the human experience, to know that it's
absolutely
an illusion, and to feel the totality of what we are able to feel. And that's why I think people like Derek are valuable, because in my experience of him, he's able to identify with the feelings in other people. He's able to talk to people on the level that they're at. I mean, I think besides everything else, he is a great therapist. I mean, I know he was a therapist, but he's able.
Yeah, he has advanced therapy degrees.
Right.
Yeah.
So he's able to connect with people on the human level and see their dramas and somehow able to help them through it.
Absolutely. And you know what he does? He meets everybody exactly where they're at.
Mm-hmm.
And so you feel like he just relates to everybody so well. And whoever he's talking to, if he's talking to you, you just feel that you're talking to your best friend, because he goes right to your level, whatever that is, wherever on the spectrum you are, that's exactly where he goes. And the wild thing is, if you watch him closely, he actually, he sort of goes into the energy field of the person he's talking to. He overshadows them, in a sense, to feel everything they're feeling. And there are photographs where he's working with somebody, and he has the exact, his body just goes into the exact same, like, exact same way of standing as the person he's working with. And his expression, his face, everything changes to match the person he's working with. And it's because he's sort of overshadowing them to experience exactly what they're experiencing, so he knows exactly what he's working with here. And so he can help you just so profoundly and so deeply. It's amazing.
I mean, no, I believe that, because it is it's also a basic, I think, depth psychology action, is when you can reflect those people's body position. You actually feel what they're feeling. You actually move your field of energy to the place that their field of energy is, so there's a resonance there. So by doing that, you can actually move the person out of their stuck place, because you're adding your energy to their field and shifting it.
Yeah.
And I think that is what he does. Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of the things he does. Like, he'll do that, which is almost like helping them move physically to help something release. But of course, then he's working energetically and emotionally and spiritually. He's just, he can see every level of the person, and he knows exactly what the person needs at any given moment. And, you know, if whatever is going on with them relates back to a past life or relates back to an experience they had when they were 1.5 years old, he knows it. And he just, with so much love, helps them release it. It's extraordinary. He helps the person heal themselves. He likes, you know, he's very much about empowering, you know, his students and the people he works with. So it's a very amazing, unique experience.
Yeah, he's very, I would also say, besides knowing, it's an intuitive approach. He may not even consciously know, or maybe he does, but I think, you know, something else is working through him, and it's very deep. It's not on a conscious level, perhaps, or I don't know. But I think it's just a natural response to being with a person. But I wanted to ask you then, because we kind of did. How does this then connect with your work? Because it's of course you're not at that level yet, but you might be. But your work with initiations and channeling the Masters of Light and all that, it's just not at the level that Derek's at, which is fine. We're all at our own level. But why go through these, like, shortcuts or these, like, in-between steps, like these little initiations, when our ultimate goal is to be on that other level? Do you know what I'm asking?
I think I do. Yeah. And I think, you know, God sometimes often works through other humans. You know, like, I've had clients who have come for a healing session saying that it was very hard for them to come, and they normally don't go to see anybody because they like to do it on their own, just them and God. And that's lovely, but it doesn't always work. Sometimes God needs to work through another human being. Sometimes, you know, God needs to say something to a person verbally. Maybe God needs to channel energy through a person. Maybe a person needs to be touched in a particular place. There's lots of things that God can do through working through another individual who just happens to be open to allowing that to come through them, which is what I do. You know, I don't use my own words and energy. It's all from a higher source. So, I just feel that it helps people move forward more easily and, as you say, more quickly, which is not, you know, not everybody needs to move forward more quickly, but at the rate that the planet is moving forward right now, it's not a bad idea to try to heal and move forward at a more rapid pace, because it's available. You know,
well, tell people what you do, though. Tell people a little bit about your energy work.
Well, I channel energy healing, and I facilitate spiritual classes here at a healing center here in Park Slope called the Archangel Healing Light Center. And I basically offer healing sessions and healing workshops and, as you say, initiation classes, the Karnak initiation into the Great White Occult Brotherhood, which... none of it is me. It's all God. It's all the masters. It's all, you know, whatever people's belief systems are, it's all the higher energy. So all I do is allow myself to be opened for God to work through me to help a person in whatever way they need. And so in order to facilitate that happening, I myself continue on my healing path and receive really powerful initiations from Derek, because that enables me to be a clearer vessel, a clearer channel for the higher energy to flow through and help people unobstructed by my ego or by my issues or whatever might still be here. And so I really strive to keep myself as clear. I'm always striving to move forward, to be a clearer and clearer channel for the purpose of being able to help people more, you know, to help. You know, it's like I basically just sit around for whoever God wants to send me. I don't advertise. And it's just like, if God wants to send somebody to me so he can help this person through this particular vessel, I'm here. And, you know, it's just, he sends people because it really, really, just really helps people. It helps people become happier. It helps them, move forward on their spiritual path. It helps, it enhances all other aspects of their lives, even aspects that wouldn't necessarily be considered spiritual. Like, it just, and, you know, I'm not the only one offering these things, like the Rising Star and Prima Birthing and More Truthless Set You Free workshops. Like, these are tools that have been given to humanity by the universe, by God, whatever your belief is, to help us move forward so that we can all move forward together. You know, we can't really leave anybody behind, so,
right,
you know.
No soul left behind.
Yeah. You know, like Babaji has devoted himself to staying here until every soul ascends. And if God wants to use me in that way, I'm so thrilled. I can't think of another way I would like to spend this life. And I can say since I met Derek, it's gotten so much more powerful. Like, I was doing this before I met Derek, but it's on a completely different level now. Mm. It's so much more powerful, and we're able to help so many more people. And another reason why sometimes physical, in human form, healing practitioners are needed is because you can't always get that divine energy directly from God. You need like a transformer, like a step down in between, because if God sent his energy directly to a person, sometimes it would blow their circuits. And so it's like the human in between, it's like a transformer. It's like a step down mechanism. It still comes through as powerfully as the healer can handle it and as powerfully as the person needs it. But it can't come through 100% of what God has to offer because, you would die.
But,
you know?
Right. I know, I get what you're saying, and maybe that's the difference possibly between you and Derek, but what would it take for you to be like Derek? I mean, what do you feel in your own spiritual evolution needs to happen for you to be on the level where Derek is?
Well, I would have to ascend. I don't believe I'm an ascended master unless I completely just don't know it, but I would say I'm not yet.
Well, what do you need to do to have yourself ascend? I mean, I'm just curious, what do you feel is stopping you from being that ascended being?
I feel, in general, for all of us, it's a matter of timing. I feel that God moves you forward at the right pace and the right time for you. So I feel that I'm being moved forward quickly, as quick as I can take it, because it's a hard path. It's it's not an easy road. So I feel that God, I can only speak for myself, I guess, I feel that God, through Derek, because he's my spiritual teacher, is moving me forward as quickly as I can handle it. And, you know, I have things to heal. I have issues to release. My vibration has to be raised. And let me tell you, like, Derek is helping me with that probably as quickly as my soul and my being can handle it. And so, I just sort of, every day is such a gift because I feel myself moving forward every day. And then to go and be in Derek's physical presence to receive initiations or healing or attend healing workshops, for myself, I know that that is moving me forward on my ascension journey. It's just very clear. It's like I'll go to a workshop, and then the workshop will be over, and a few days later, I can just feel, in many ways, I'm a completely different person, like my cells have changed, you know, and I just can feel myself evolving through his assistance and love. And so I think that's, you know, the ascension journey, I feel, is to keep healing your issues, keeping honest with yourself and not be in denial. It helps you move forward faster. And then to receive, if you're one of the incredible lucky people on the planet who have a teacher in physical form, like Derek or Sadhguru, whoever, who you can get, actually, I don't know how much Sai Baba is able to offer these types of one-on-one things, but to get an actual initiation, physical initiation from your teacher, if they really know what they're doing and it's a real initiation, a powerful initiation, pure initiation, it moves you forward big time. And that's an incredible blessing.
But describe that, because most people don't really know what initiation is or what it means or how it affects you. What is an initiation?
Mm-hmm. Basically, there are a number of different ways to, you know, to talk about it and to describe it. But the way that resonates for me, the way I heard Derek speak about it, is basically an initiation awakens something that is actually already in you. Because we are a perfect, we are all God. You know, we're just sort of uncovering and healing, uncovering our true selves so we can actually know and experience ourselves as God. So an initiation, by awakening something within you that's actually really already there on a soul level, it opens you to a higher vibration. It opens your potential up. It brings aspects of yourself forward that were perhaps hidden, maybe hidden in your DNA, hidden in a past life, you know, who knows
where. Well, give me an actual example, because I think people understand it more in actual something that happened mm-hmm. to you, let's say, when you were initiated, and so what went online?
Well, I can tell you, when Derek initiated a group of us to become teachers, facilitators of healing workshops called More Truth Will Set You Free. These are healing workshops that are channeled by Derek, and originally he was the only one who did it, and then he initiated a few people over in Ireland in the healing center there, Creakin Lodge Healing Center, to do it. And that is one of the most powerful initiations on the planet, and it changes you. I mean,
well, what happened?
Oh my God.
Give me specifics. No, I want to know specifics, because
okay.
just saying it changes you,
yeah.
people can't relate. But if you tell them what happened, it's like they can connect to your experience.
Well, I think with that particular initiation, what happened was I was in my power much more. I became much stronger, because that was an issue that I needed to work through, that I wouldn't stand in my power, and I wasn't that strong, and I needed to get a lot stronger in order to be of greater service, and I did. It was like overnight I just got stronger, and I also felt a much clearer connection with the higher beings as far as channeling what they wanted me to say and knowing whether it was really coming from them or whether it was coming from my ego. Like, the discernment was very clear, and it was very easy to tell when it was me talking and when it was a higher being who was having me say something. Because in that class, the higher beings speak through you. That's what the whole class, the higher beings send, they speak through the teacher and they send healing into the room. So it's really important to have a clear channel there. And so that channel just became so much clearer and so much stronger. And I mean, I would just find these words coming out of my mouth to help people in these classes that I had no idea where they were coming from. It wasn't my consciousness, because I wouldn't even know the things that I was saying, but they would help mm-hmm. the people in the class so much. And it was very clear that in these classes, I was able to facilitate a lot more healing energy to come into the room to help the people who came for the class after that initiation. Like, it's just night and day. There's all different types of initiations, but...
Right. So Derek, in a way, opened up a doorway, brought more energy in. I mean, what did he do on his part to help to make that happen?
Well, you need a teacher with a certain level of energy to open those doors for you. Yeah, I know it's sort of like maybe like the popular thing to think, oh, you know, self-empowerment, I can do it myself. Well, maybe, yeah, you know, good luck. That's great. But my understanding and my experience is that you're very, very lucky and graced from God if you have a real teacher, a masterful teacher who can open those doors for you.
Mm.
And they're only going to do it when you're ready. And they're only going to do it when there is that much grace being bestowed upon you. It's like, it's an extraordinary, extraordinary thing. I can tell you another situation. This actually happened to me before I met Derek. This was one of the first initiations I ever got on my spiritual path, which was the initiation into what is now called, it's now called the Karnak Initiation into the Great White or Gold Brotherhood. And I received that initiation because I was just drawn to it out of the blue. I found it at the New Life Expo. And I would tell you, I went to this woman's class on a Saturday, and before I even received the initiation, halfway through the workshop, I just knew I wanted to open a spiritual healing center. And I just knew it like I knew my name. And this was coming out of nowhere, because I had really just started the spiritual path with this class.
I know, you were just another, like, punk rocker on the street.
Actually, I'm not going to give away my age, but years ago, that is true.
I remember I saw you at Burning Man. I know who you are.
Oh, my God. Well, now so does everyone else.
Must have been.
Burning Man was before, that was just before I became open to basically to much more of who I am. It was fun to meet you there.
I know. I couldn't believe it when you finally got into all this stuff. It's like, hello, are you the person I met? But
well,
it's great.
Know, it was still. It was searching because I was searching for something.
I know.
I didn't know what I was
searching
for yet, but I was. Yeah. I was desperately searching. I now know I was desperately searching for God, but also for Derek, for my teacher.
Well, that's the thing I think a lot of people can also learn, is that when you seek and when you search, your prayers will be answered. And that's certainly the case in everyone I've met who has been searching for a spiritual path or a teacher. You do find it. It's not wasted search, ever. Whatever road you go down, you learn something. So, and finally, you meet a teacher that you know will help set you free. So,
absolutely. Yes. And
so
usually you recognize that teacher because you've known them in so many lifetimes, you know. Mm-hmm. I knew Derek. When I saw him at that New Life Expo, he and his wife, in this physical lifetime, it was the first time I saw them, but I knew him. I mean, like, I know the back of my hand. And he told me later that it seemed like we were chatting for about 5 or 10 minutes, but we were actually talking for 2 hours, and we sort of He just sort of took me into another dimension, and he told me later that he sort of had to go through every past life with me and say, "Do you remember me?" And I said, "Yes, I do. Yes, I do, teacher." Mm-hmm. And that my higher self said to him, "Please come back. Please, please come back. We need you so badly." Mm-hmm. And, you know, I wasn't aware of that. My consciousness was saying that to him, but he told me that later. And, you know, so when you meet
true.
Your teacher, you know. You know,
I remember that when I met my teacher, at least my Ramtha, when I had like a shift in consciousness that I knew I was greater than I thought. I mean, I knew I was bigger. I knew I was transcended the body. I knew there was a soul when I met this teacher of mine.
That's wonderful. Isn't that just, it's like coming home.
Yeah, it's
like
remembering. It's like, you know how sometimes you have a dream and you forget it during the day and then you remember it? It's like that. You remember who you were and are. And and that's a spiritual awakening that I think is happening on the planet. So I do these shows and this work and you do your work and we're all trying to wake each other up.
And you're doing such a great service, Alan, because you connect people. And you connect people in the spiritual world. And it's a very important, and it's of great service, you know.
Right,
so
because I don't discriminate.
So many people.
I mean, if this path works for some people, great. If this other path works, I mean, I've just gotten into Sufism and the beautiful heart of devotion in a way that lies at the center of Islam is this Sufi tradition that is so beautiful. And so I see whatever speaks to people, and it's not, those are vehicles. What's at the center of it is the heart, is the soul. And so whatever gets you there is fine. That's why I don't discriminate, right?
There's one destination, there's many paths, and God takes many forms because people have different tastes. People resonate to different things, but it's all God. It's all, as long as it's pure and it's about love, it's all God and it's all real.
Mm-hmm.
And people are going to walk different paths to get to go home, basically.
So isn't it exciting at this time when so many people are waking up to this?
Oh, it's just the best time to be on the planet. There are masses lining up there, wishing that they could come and be born into the physical world right now. It's an incredible time to be on the planet. And, you know, my understanding is Barack Obama is very, very close to being a fully enlightened being.
Mm.
And then he was a Tibetan monk in other lives, and he's an extraordinary soul. And it's a wonderful time to be on the planet. And, you know, things that might seem difficult, they're growing pains. They're just helping humanity shift, and we will shift. And, you know, the more easily that we shift, the less, you know, the less we have to go through. But we'll get through.
Right.
Either
way. You do it now or you do it later. Yeah, you have to shift.
Yeah.
But do you see anything, or you or Derek see anything for 2012? I mean, how does your group and organizations feel about that?
Well, it's already happening. It's not as if, like, on New Year's Eve on 2011 at midnight, like, oh, everything's going to change. It's already changing, you know, and it's very clear that it's already changing. And so basically 2012 is already here, and it's basically up to humanity whether that transition that everybody speaks of happening at 2012 will happen gently or in a more challenging way. So it doesn't have to be, you know, a big upheaval. It can really be a really wonderful, wonderful experience if we all work together now to heal ourselves and to help others. And, you know, the best thing a person can do really for the planet is to heal yourself. Can you imagine if everybody on the planet healed themselves? They would be in good shape. So, you know, so that's what our mission is about. It's a mission of love and service and truth to help, you know, to help that 2012 transition happen gently and loving, you know. Well, it will be lovingly either way, but gently.
But there is only healing ourselves. Right? I mean, isn't that really all it's about, in a sense? Healing ourselves and then having that capacity to heal others once we've healed ourselves or lending that energy?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I've heard people say to Derek, for example, what's my life's mission? And I've heard him time and time again turn to the person and say, to heal yourself. So it's like you absolutely have to heal yourself before you can help anybody else. You know, if somebody calls themselves a healing practitioner and they haven't healed many of their issues, they're just going to be, that's
right.
Not a good recipe because they're, you know, going to, the things could get projected and this and that. So absolutely, the first step is for everybody to heal yourself. And, you know, if there's anybody who wants to be a healing practitioner, heal yourself.
Yeah, you learn on your own self first.
Exactly. Practice on yourself. And then all of the lessons and teachings and experiences that you have and that you learn from, then you can guide, after you've healed that issue, you can guide others through that issue as well if they need it. But if you haven't experienced something or if you haven't healed it, then you wouldn't really be in the best position to help somebody who is going through a similar thing who might be seeking guidance.
Right, of course. You have to have dealt with it in order to help other people deal with it. It's
right.
True. So do you think people like Derek, well, they probably have been through all that in other lifetimes. They've had to heal those issues as well. And
he's
in this lifetime.
I mean, in past lifetimes, he's had tough lifetimes in the past where he's,
well, who hasn't?
Suffered persecution
and
all. But in this lifetime, his mother, he speaks about this quite openly. His mother was an alcoholic. She beat him every day. She stabbed him with a fork. He has scars on his back. His father was, you know, he doesn't talk about his father that much. I think his father was pretty absent. And, you know, he had a whole bunch of brothers and sisters and they didn't have much money. It's very, very tough. Then when he first got married, they were dirt broke. They lived in a trailer. They didn't have food. I mean, he's just really been through one thing after the next, and he's gotten through it. And he loved his mother, who beat him every day. And he calls his mother his greatest teacher because she was, you know.
Right. So it takes a certain type of person, and this is what we're all learning to become, to take those abuses and turn it into love and teaching. I mean, this is the hardest thing, I think, for human beings to do. How do we do that? How do we take someone who's been so awful and turn and love them for the deep teachings that they give us? That's the toughest thing.
That's
how did he
mental.
Do it? And how can we do it? But we can all do it. How? But how? I mean, how do we overcome that personal ego abuse and identify with this God presence?
One thing Derek also went through earlier in his life was cancer. He was given a very short time to live.
Mm-hmm.
And it may have been through the process, and he didn't even tell his wife about it. He just decided, the doctors are wrong, I'm going to heal myself. Mm-hmm. And he did. And it might have been, I'm not 100% sure, but it might have been during that time when he was, you know, sort of healing everything in his life, that he found the forgiveness for his mother, and he always loved her. I mean, when you hear him talk about it, the love was always there.
Mm.
And he saved her life. At one point he had a vision that a bus that she was about to go on was going to crash, and so he was a little kid, and he threw a giant temper tantrum to stop her from getting on the bus. So he changed her karma, which he thought was an impossible thing to do, but he changed her life's destiny because she was supposed to die on that bus. So he had a tremendous love for her always.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why he kept trying to approach her and approach her, despite the fact that all she would ever do was hit him and scream at him.
Mm-hmm.
So he always, for him, that love was always there, but he did have to find the forgiveness. He also had to find the forgiveness for himself because she passed. It was like another whole story.
Oh, I know that story. He said, drop dead, and she did the next day, and he felt awfully guilty. It wasn't from anything he said, but
he
felt that. And so he had to find it in himself to forgive himself.
Right.
Because I'm sure there was a lot of resentment towards his mother, even though he did love her. So I think from what, you know, I just got from you, and I think it is a great lesson, it's finding the forgiveness, which
and
is what
love.
Heals, and the love. Yeah, and that
forgiveness
is what
and love,
heals.
Yeah.
If we can find the forgiveness to our abusers, you know, for the people who have, you know, made our lives miserable and say what? Oh, okay, now I can thank you because now you've made me feel something. I mean, it's transcending the human drama that gives us some release.
Yeah.
And knowing that we're not the drama.
Exactly. The drama is the illusion, and it's not to say that it's easy in any way to go through those kind of really difficult experiences, but to have if you can find it in yourself or if your connection to God can enable you to really see how the experience helped you grow, it's not always an easy thing to do, but that's the truth of the situation, that experiences come in that either help us work out karma, a release karma, or that teach us things and help us move forward. And I know when people are experiencing really hard situations, that's hard to hear, and I agree, it is. You know,
it's hard to hear, but that's what puts us on a spiritual path when we know, okay, I am suffering and I'm not. I can observe it, I can feel it, and I know that there's an immortal part of me that will move beyond this in a sense. You know, that's
absolutely, and that's learning from it. Well.
And that's learning. It's learning how to feel more deeply and to love more deeply. It does come down to love.
everything is either love or the lack of it. And the more we can get into alignment with love, the, you know, the better things are, the more joy things are. And another really good thing for everybody to keep in mind, and I always try to keep in mind, is that when you do have a difficult experience or a difficult situation, or you get hurt in any way, if you can sit quietly and ask the experience or ask the pain, if you've got hurt, why did it happen and what is the message that it came to give you, then you can really learn, because those kind of things, they have a message. They have come to give you a message. And if you don't get the message, it will come again, either the same form or another form. But if you can sit quietly.
And sometimes more intensely, yes. Sandra, that is really good. Actually, I'm going to use that in a little drama I've had recently.
If you can figure out, if you can ask the experience, what is the message that you have come to give me, and then just sit quietly, allow the answer to come, then you don't have to keep having that experience.
Thank you, Sandra. This has been a very enlightening conversation. And just just tell us a little bit about how to find Derek and where and when.
Yes, his workshop in New York is going to be on March 7th from 2 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Marriott Marquis in Times Square on Broadway and 45th. I definitely recommend registering because he sells out. So to register, go to Derek's website, which is www.sq, that's like S as in Sam, Q as in quick, sq-wellness.com, and click on the More Truth Workshops link on that page.
Mm-hmm.
That will take you to the registration page for Derek's workshops, and you can find out all about Derek and his humanitarian efforts.
Just give a phone number.
Okay. You can call for information 212-918-1991. 212-918-1991. And Derek's website is sq-wellness.com.
Thank you, Sandra Shea. This is Alan Stein. Thank you. For New Realities, check my website, newrealities.com, or email me at newrealities@earthlink.net. Thank you for listening, and I'll hear from you next week.